Welcome back, y'all, to another episode of Hip Hop Babies.
We are back.
Y'all know what it is, man. We got to talk about this Yeet, man. 2093. Man, he's really an alien, isn't he?
Yes, he moved away from his Taliban origins to become a sci-fi alien rapper. That's why he has Lil Wayne on here. He's a Martian.
Yep. Man, he really showed us a different side of him I don't think we've ever seen before. He's trying to get a little bit more serious here. Believe it or not, despite, you know, the lyricisms being pretty much the same as what I've heard before from Yeet, can kind of, you know, see him diving into different emotions with the type of music that he makes. Like early on, I would say like Power Trip, and I would also say By the World. Those are both really somber tracks that I really didn't expect to hear from him on this one, but they're cool little changes of pace. I like the EDM, trap, rock fusion that's going on this thing.
Yeet has always had his own sound. I think with the TikTok era, or where a lot of people found him, it was exaggerated. He wasn't gangster, but he was talking about blowing stuff up, hanging with his crew, mobbing deep. This album didn't have that as much. There was aggressive tracks, but it was different. Like Breathe. I think Breathe, that's the reason why that track's everywhere right now, because it has a good balance. It's like him finding random samples, him experimenting with new sounds. He's definitely differentiated himself, especially among his peers. You know, he was blowing up with like Autumn, Summers. You know, he's definitely big time. One of the top alternative rap artists, right? Alternative trap, alternative rap artists at this point.
They're not in his lane though. You know, he came out at the same time, but two different lanes. You know, they both do their own different thing. They both, you know, are good in different ways. I think that Yeet in this project just kind of shows that he's one of the better disciples of Young Thug's school of rap. On this one, he showed that he can come up with his own types of inflections and crazy crap that he says, you know, do it the same kind of charismatic way that Young Thug does, and doesn't come off as copycat or, you know, doing the same shit. Yeet is from Portland, as we know. He's on a different side of the map, so he just grew up a fan, and I think that is dope how hip-hop is able to bridge those type of levels now. People are able to latch on to a sound they heard from across the country.
This is crazy coming from you, because you was hating so much, and now you're like on the complete opposite side, and I love to see it though. You know, I remember I was talking to you, and you were basically saying like there's no redeemable quality because you just didn't see it. And I think the TikTok hype, and I think him finding a way to come up off that, but continuously add different sounds to what he brings to the table. And that's what I saw. And it's dope to see him fully do that with this album. I think this is a big step, because Afterlife was like hinting at it, and then this one came out. I almost didn't like this album at first because it's not what I was expecting from a Yeet project. The way it comes in and everything, it was a different vibe. But as I continue to listen, okay, this isn't Yeet switching up. This is Yeet adapting. Look at the features on here. Like, he's not working with like September's Rich anymore. He's fully crossed over. He's an example of how hip hop has adapted so much to the point where you have all this influence and it makes an artist that's hip hop. And he's obviously taken from others sometimes and he's influenced, but he knows how to still be original. And he's like a total different person that you see when you think of a rapper. Like, he doesn't look like your prototypical rapper.
Yeah, averting expectations. I think that's just something that is a big theme for this album in general. That's kind of what being an alien is anyway. He built different, man. I think it's cool that on this one has kind of shown he's there. He got that Drake cosign, and ever since, man, I mean, he got another one on this one. Cool for him. I still don't think the pair is what it should be or what it could be. Neither rapper can meet the other one on like what they're good at. Yeet actually has energy. It's a little different.
Yeah. You talk about As We Speak, right?
Yes.
I think As We Speak on here was a cool track. I didn't dislike it. I liked their other track, IDGAF. I thought that was a solid track. They love those long intro samples. Let the sample ride in. He started off with energy, and then Drake, I don't know, it was weird. He kind of switched it up on this one. I feel like he tried to adapt with Yeet sound more.
I don't think either one can like really meet the other one like where they need to for it to like really come across as like, okay, this is really good. But they're doing it because, you know, he's putting them on. It's cool. Not hating or nothing. Just if you really are a fan, you want it to be as good as possible, but you're going to have expectations for big features. It's not like big things. I didn't think it was that hard. I didn't think that I Don't Give a Fuck was that good either, because I thought he carried it. I thought that was pretty apparent with the memes that was going on. That's fine. He can carry. He carried basically this entire album. He really didn't rely on anybody else to, you know, get across what he wanted to get across. I felt like he was the star of the show pretty much the entire time.
Yeah, he has Lil Wayne Future. I think they did better than Drake because Lil Wayne is known for his different flows, his voice. He can go crazy on a track, and I feel like he fit the vibe of his track better. Lifestyle, I thought it was solid. Lil Wayne didn't take over the track, but he added to the track. Same as Future. Future knows how to have fun and let loose and just play around on a track, and I feel like he had fun on that track. He was talking shit on Stand On It. I kind of like that energy from Future. He didn't waste the features. The Drake one was added later because the P2 version, right? He had three versions of this album. So that was interesting. You know, he added it later, kind of reminded me of when Gunna dropped his album and then he added P Power. So it might be a hit. Maybe. I'm liking that Breathe is a hit. It was a catchy song.
Bro, that's the best track on here. I was rotating that one pretty much the entire time when I first started listening to it because you didn't like a lot of the tracks when you first started. I didn't like a lot of the tracks when I first started listening to it. It's just one of those albums where it's something so new that like trying to differentiate tracks from each other is like hard because all just sounds like one big blur. That was the first one to catch my ear, and I was just like, okay, replay that one.
Yeah, because the other songs, like you brought up About the Earth, I think that was interesting because of
That was
distorted
really slow.
vocals. There were some really slow tracks. Like Yeat has done slow track, and I'm usually not the biggest fan of them sometimes. Sometimes they work, especially on Afterlife, right? I think Afterlife that they worked when he did the slower track. I still don't like when he does the love tracks as much. I Love stood out. It wasn't very bad, but it was just like, okay, this album's a little long. Maybe he could have deal without it. But at the same time, some people like those tracks, and I respect that. You gotta make tracks for the ladies, or you know, he always talk about how he loves money or drugs, and that doesn't change here. That was okay. You know, I don't expect Yeat to change his lyrics. That's one thing I do like about him. He doesn't change like his lyrics, but he'll find a way to maneuver and make it work. Because this doesn't really get repetitive to me because of the flows, because of the inflections, because of the experimentation.
I kind of like that level a little bit. I mean, I like the little thing in the background, you know, and it's like, I love, I love, I love. I would rather he does some boring, repetitive shit every now and then, you know, as long as he's trying to get those sounds across. Like you said, there's a lot of experimenting. So, you know, you don't want him to be discouraged from doing that just because he had a couple of stinkers. That's going to happen. I didn't really like I Bought the Earth, you know, too much, you know. It was whatever, you know, it was just like really slow tracking. It was like, well, why would I listen to this? Because when I'm listening to these tracks, I just want the energy from them because, you know, he's really good at conveying energy. I think that's definitely something that he can work on is conveying a more deeper emotional level. But how are you going to do that without the lyricism?
I think he can. I think he has moments on here where he tries to do it with the murkiness of the beat or like some of the distortion. I think he tries to do that. Afterlife, he had the alter ego, Little Cranky Cranky or Cranky Cranky, and he was doing the vocal inflection to sound like an alien or sound really dark or deep. I feel like he could do that more. He tried to do it, but I think it didn't work as well on this one sometimes. But I think with the experimentation, I didn't really hold it against him because the tracks weren't really bad. It's just that's not the Yeat that I like a lot. But then you have like Familia. I like Familia. That was right after the Future track. I actually like that. I like the guitar on that track. He has always had rock vibes with his music when he was first blowing up. You could tell with his sound when he does play with the guitar or when he does get really aggressive. He's not like singing a rock song, but he can get in that bag when he wants to.
Familia is crazy, bro. That
Yeah, that was
beat
a
is
highlight for
crazy.
me.
It's just coming in, and then you don't even got the guitar yet. Then the guitar hits, and you're like, okay, can't get better. Then that little shit comes in the middle, like, you know what I'm talking about? And I'm like, what the fuck is this, bro? It was going crazy. It was like, I get it, bro. You know, you're doing little alien spaceship noises at this point, and they're fire. Familia is another one of my favorites for sure.
More was kind of like that for me. It was right after Breathe. More stood out to me when I first listened to it because he always has the tracks about wanting more, like, you know, but it kind of stood out because the way the he had the vocals in the back and stuff, and he goes high pitched, like you said, like an alien, or it's the futuristic sounds. It's almost like he was going for a sci-fi vibe. The cover gives me like a Blade Runner, the whole futuristic concept, because I feel like if he wants to differentiate himself, this is the way to do it. Because people sometimes used to compare him to Cardi or whatever, like this doesn't sound like Cardi. Now he's
No.
experimenting and he's in that lane, but this doesn't sound like Cardi. This doesn't sound like anyone. And if he's gonna keep doing this, I think it was a big jump. I think that's why you had such high praise at first. It's like, okay, I don't think anyone was expecting this.
I think he conveyed what he wanted to perfectly fine with little to no help from his lyricism. I think that's a skill in itself.
There's not really a lot of quotables. If you were looking for that or you were looking through the lyrics, you might be like, maybe he could do more. I don't really want that from Yeat though. If he does do that, it would be a plus. I don't think his music really needs it right now. Maybe it will in the future, especially if he continues to work with these other big artists that are known for that. I'm not, Lil Wayne didn't like throw in a verse or nothing and give him a bad verse, but it's like they trying to work with him in his lane. I think that shows a level of respect. That's why you're getting multiple tracks with him and Drake. You know, I think they respect him. Build up a fan base. He signed this stuff, but like, you know, it's really the fans that are really word of mouth. That's what really got him here. TikTok and stuff.
I mean, you were saying earlier, Future likes to get loose on a beat, you know, go fun with it. It's the same thing, you know, with like all those Atlanta rappers, man. They just like to, you know, let it loose. Who cares if it is corny or, you know, stupid or whatever. I feel like all of them suffer from saying some stupid shit every now and then. Baby, Gunna, you know, all of them, man. They all say dumb crap all the time. It's funny. And Yeet does it too. And Yeet, he's also funny. Him and Future, their energy, they just kind of, you know, coincide. And what is like one of the biggest things that, you know, Future loves to do is talk shit. And just so happens Yeet is also a master shit talker. So they gonna make a track like that.
One person you don't want to go band for band with, Yeet, because he will probably do it with you. You listen to these tracks, that's one thing he's doing, going band for band with someone, talking about how much money he has, talking about how much he's living the lifestyle. And that's his whole thing. That's his appeal. You know, he's kind of low key. I think it was cool that with this album, he might be starting to show himself more and like put personality to the music more. He already had personality, but it was a different side. Like I said, there was like a sci-fi vibe, sci-fi theme to this. And I think that's kind of tight. That's kind of original. You know, especially for the mainstream, like people aren't really doing that. They'll hand it the futuristic stuff or something. But he really kind of tried to make this whole album give that aesthetic. Even the way he's dropping different versions in the cover for P3, it looks like him in like a spaceship or something. Like he's really going into this. And maybe with the videos and stuff, it'll all like be put together. You think this is going to be like one of your favorite projects? Afterlife was one of your honorable mentions, right?
Maybe. I don't really know though, because there's so much other music that is yet to drop. First of all, there's music for me that usually connects with me and means something to me that lands in my top 10. I do just do it for the vibe sometimes, but it's usually for like an artist that I really, really ride with, that I really like think people should know about or people should be talking about. You know, he got enough people in his circle, man. Everybody is giving him his flowers, bro. I don't need to do that. If he gets in it, he gets in it. If he doesn't, you know, he's doing a good job.
I think I'm in the same boat, but this is a must listen. I think you should check it out. Even if you weren't a big fan of Yeet in the past, you might like this more. If you are a big Yeet fan, you might come out disappointed if you were looking for all high energy, fuck a theme, like just keep going, you know, all in. You did get that, but you got a different version of that. I think it could throw you off.
Yeah.
Unless maybe you heard some leaks or something. I wasn't really tapping into the leaks or anything. I didn't really check on Twitter when it first dropped, so I was going into it and I was like, oh, okay. Don't let it throw you off.
You remember when he started, dude, it was like, wasn't even about his music, it was like about the memes and stuff, right? He's always had a way of getting eyes on his music, whether people who were checking are still checking or not. I feel like he's effective enough at garnering attention of new listeners, and that's only gonna benefit him in the future. And he's gonna have different eras of himself, you know. I can already see them defining, you know, he's like his boy Driz, it's all a blur. That's a quotable for you. Those are the only one that I remember. I think he's got a bright future. I think I can definitely get behind, you know, what's happening here.
Okay. And we love the 360. Now you see a bright future. Okay.
I don't know if you remember, but I was trying to help us out. You know how it is, man. You never know. He was a meme. I didn't trust it, bro. I don't trust
I mean, yeah, the image. Know.
A very particular image at first, so, but he's changed a lot and his fan base has grown, and I think he's just been more accepted in general, so that helps me be accepting because I'm not always the first one to accept a change, you know.
So is this your favorite Yee album?
No.
Which one's still Afterlife?
That's the last one, right?
The one before this.
Yeah, that's my favorite one.
I think he found a way to experiment but not change Yeet. These features and the sales on this album, he's definitely a top alternative rap or alternative trap artist. I don't know if I like it more than Afterlife, but I see where he's going. I see the vision. Yeah, I think Afterlife for Two Alive was cool, especially if you liked his old sound. That was like when he was still like transitioning, and he had like Lil Uzi on the Deluxe a bunch. So he obviously was like in a whole different lane at that. He's kind of shifted lanes, like using different sounds that I wouldn't expect him to use. So keep it rolling, man. You know, you're one of those artists that I think has a good rate at which they drop albums, and it actually works. This wasn't forced. I know his fans were like, drop it, and he dropped, and It was worth the little wait. If he's gonna, take more time, that's fine too. Because if you can refine this or give us something different that we weren't expecting again, I'm a
Would have
supporter.
thought.
Deadly, don't act like that. I have faith, bro. Now, I wasn't a ride or die, but I had faith. I remember I told you, I'm like, there's some tracks on this, man. I was like, he got some. I could hear it sometimes, but then I get it. It was kind of like the image, but take that away, and now he's consistently been here. It's like, okay, this is why you're at where you're at, because you've been putting in the work and getting a lot of attention. I always support that. I ain't a hater.
I'm sorry, bro. First listen, don't connect, bro. Don't take it too seriously at first. If you haven't listened to this before, don't expect to like it first listen. You're cooking something. I'm interested. Thank y'all so much for tuning in to this episode of Hip Hop Baby's album review. Appreciate you dropping this album. Go stream that. Go follow us down below. We got all that stuff. Subscribe, like, comment, help us out. We almost had 100 subscribers. I seen we like two away, so that's awesome. Thank you guys so much for the continued support. Feel like a real YouTuber, man. I don't know about you, but it's nice to see that number. Thank y'all so much.
Linktree will be below. Get all the producers on this album. Couldn't end this without saying the production on this, for the most part, is top notch. As usual, usually with Yeat projects, it was top notch, but this was different. So I think gotta show love to all y'all. If you want to send us music, if you want to chop it up with us, if you want to do an interview, whatever, you can hit us up on our email or hit us up personally, whatever works out. Yeah, thanks for watching.
With that being said, peace.
Peace.